Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a brief survey about the issues and elections in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
I am.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Typically a Democrat.
And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like your state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I typically vote, so definitely.
Okay. And next, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here is the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion.
Yeah, they're in my bag. The in Miles' room. Generally unfavorable.
Okay. Is that very favorable or just somewhat favorable? Elizabeth
Unfavorable.
Oh, very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Roland Gutierrez, how would you rate him?
Neutral. If I had to, I guess slightly favorable.
Okay. And what about Clay Jenkins. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
The next one, Colin Aldred. How would you rate him?
Slightly favorable.
Victoria Navy Criado?
I guess neutral. I go with slightly favorable, I guess.
Okay. Nathan Johnson? Very favorable.
Slightly unfavorable.
Okay. And the last four, Ron Kirk. How would you rate him?
Slightly unfavorable.
The next one, Planned Parenthood, the organization. Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
Slightly favorable.
And the last one, Jasmine Simon.
Slightly favorable.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess Jasmine if I had to pick today.
Okay. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? I have voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial and threats to democracy, guns, sensible guns, sale laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. The next one, abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Or local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. Which is the most important?
I'd have to go with voting rights.
Okay. And what is the next most important issue? Guns, abortion. Education, abortion. Okay. And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-job business-friendly message? The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay. And now, please rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, in this case, Jasmine Simon, lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion, okay? And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And the first one is, Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This is start by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon common sense problem-solving approach. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
It does not impact.
The next one, Jasmine and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park City. Does not impact your opinion? Probably vote for, or definitely vote for after hearing that.
It does not impact.
Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
Does not impact my opinion.
The next one, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Probably.
Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Definitely.
Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. After hearing that, definitely, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Probably.
And the next one, Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
I'll go definitely.
Okay. And the next one, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs and by defending some of America's largest company against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably vote for, or does not impact your opinion.
Does not impact.
And last 4, Jasmine Simon will use her problem solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to set up private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Probably.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. After hearing that, definitely, probably vote for, or does not impact your opinion.
Definitely.
Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Probably.
And the last 2, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably,
definitely.
Okay, and the last 1. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably,
okay. And now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer and working mom who runs her own small law firm and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Probably Jasmine.
Okay. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate. So please rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Just 5, okay? We're done. And the first one is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter? to you?
I'll probably vote against.
Okay, and the last four. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. After hearing that, does not matter to you? Probably vote against or definitely vote against?
I'll definitely vote against.
And last three, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022. When other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponent, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against a Republican today. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you.
Probably vote against.
Last two, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. After hearing that, definitely vote against Jasmine Simon, probably, or does not matter to you.
Probably.
The last one, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributes money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you.
Definitely.
Definitely vote against. And after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Jasmine, most likely.
Okay. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In a few words, the one most important issue.
Abortion rights and health care for women.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And the last few questions are just for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
18 to 39.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
And which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian, Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, White or Caucasian, or something else?
Latin American.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.